offense humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru Nityalila Pravishtam Vishnupa Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And climb into the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nityalila Pravishtam Vishnupa Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today is very auspicious day, the birthday of
disappearance
of Jiva Goswami. We don't observe Krishna and his
disappearance
day. Perhaps you all know. Not of Krishna, not of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not of
Lord Ram.
But we observe mostly the disappearance day of his associates. Why? Because it brings so many things about his worshipable Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. How they have practiced Bhakti Yoga and then they have received the service of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. How from beginning of Bhakti they accepted Bhakti Yoga and how gracefully Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti and Rati came. This is more important for us. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, taking the beauty and intrinsic mood of Radhika, he came. But Srila Rupa Goswami established his swabhishtmins,
innermost heart
feelings. He established. If Rupa Goswami was not there, perhaps we could not have known who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in you know also that Jiva Goswami has served Srila Rupa Goswami. All the collections of the books, publications, which we are now see, it is due to Srila Jiva Goswami. He collected all his literature. So, and he has established the Manobhilasa of Srila Rupa Goswami. How? Publishing his books. How publishing? At that time, it was very hard. By writing. He wrote all these things, his all books, with his pain. And also he preached especially to Shyamananda Narottam and
Srinivasacharya.
He was the almost very rising learned person at that time who established Rupa Goswami. Wrote so many commentaries because he always with Rupa Goswami. So he did. If Rupa know Jiva Goswami, then I think that all his books were ruined and were
lost.
So Madhava Maharaj may speak in brief his life, not so much because time is so. You should carefully hear and try to keep all in your heart and practice like Jiva Goswami.
Om Jyamati Jyam Dhasya Janam Jana Salataya Chakshur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sankha Gurvapanam Gana Nidhi Kalabhasani Pitau Nidra Harati Haratari Vidhitau Chastanta Dinau Chajau Radha Krishna Gunasmrite Madhurivanam Deya Sammohitau Bande Upasanatam Rahujugau Sri Bhagupalakau Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, today, disappearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami Pada. The Guru has ordered me to discuss about his life history. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada, he was disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada, he has heard from Gurudev, which he has written in his literature. Jiva Goswami published it by his own hand handwriting. There is no tape recorder, no machine, no dictaphone, nothing. Everything has to be by handwriting. So once, when Jiva Goswami was here and
he was also nephew of?
Not only disciple, nephew of
Blood related.
Blood relation.
This world and that transcendental world.
So, when he was here, he saw Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami has ordered him to correct his literature. So now incarnation in our mind, Rupa Goswami Pada in one hand, eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahaprabhu's Roop, and other hand, eternal associates of Divine Couple as Rukmanjali. Is there any fault in the literature? How is it possible? And why Rupa Goswami Pada order him to correct his literature? How we can reconcile this? Srila Rupa Goswami, why is to write as though in his mood? Then forget that is grammatical correct or not. So Jiva Goswami will correct their grammatical thing, not his mood. So when you are
can you tell about Guru Bhakti, Guru Nishtha in him? Jiva Goswami.
So
first is Guru Nishtha.
So Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhajan. So Jiva Goswami taught us in his life history. So once Rupa Goswami was writing Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, the meantime, one very learned scholar of India named Vallabhacharya came to Rupa Goswami, and he was older than Rupa Goswami because he made
he was older also than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, he is even older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his birthplace near Prayag, Alai Gram, and Rupa Goswami also there with Mahaprabhu at that time. So when he came to Vrindavan, and during darshan, he met his Rupa Goswami and told Rupa, what are you writing at that now at present time? I want to correct your literature. Rupa Goswami, the embodiment of humility, or yes, in my good fortune. So after that, he went to Jamuna for taking bath. Jiva Goswami, he was so much missed out his Gurudev, He could not tolerate this thing. What? He wants to correct my Gurudev's literature? What kind of human being is this? He could not tolerate this. So he make a trick. Oh, there is no water, I have to go to bring water from Jamuna. In this pretense, he took a water pitcher and went to Jamuna. And he asked, he stepped in and asked, oh, you want to correct my Gurudev's literature?
Oh Prabhu,
you told that you want to correct Srila Rupa Goswami's literature. What fault you have seen there? Then you want to correct that thing? Then Vallabhacharya told, yes, I am seeing in his literature, Bhukti Mukti Sriha Javat Pisati Iti Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukha Sastra Kasamad Budayo Bhave. Meaning of this slope, the desire of Bhukti and desire of Mukti means, Bhukti means to enjoy and Mukti is liberation. When these two desires will be heart of a sadhu, then Bhakti Devi never manifests in sadhu's heart. So Vallabhacharya told, he compared Bhukti and Mukti like a wheat. How is possible? Jiva Goswami humbly replied, No, if not compare Bhukti and Mukti with a wheat, the desire of Bhukti and desire of Mukti, this like a wheat. If the desire of Bhukti and Mukti means liberation and to enjoy this desire in our heart, then Bhakti Devi will be far away from our heart. So the desire of Bhakti and Mukti like a wheat. They can follow us completely.
Why not Bhakti?
Why not Bhakti and Mukti? Not why Durvasa not compare Bhakti and Mukti like a wheat? Because Bhakti and Mukti, they are not wheat. Why not?
Because in Srimad Bhagavatam so many times.
So if someone receives bhakti, bhakti manifests somebody's heart, being complete merciful, then bhakti is the sthiratara bhagavat jadisya dairena phaladidik bhaktisara murti mukti saram mukulitan jari savati atman dharmartha kama gatayo samaya pratiksha. If bhakti that is manifest in somebody's heart, then mukti saram mukulitan jari mukti devi, She'll fold his hand and always be ready to get any permission from the devotee. Please engage me in service of your Prabhu and ready service. So Mukti wants to serve Bhagavan and wants to help the devotee. And he has heard about the dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Sarvam Bhattacharya. There also Mukti Padesha Dayabhar. He will be inheritant of Mukti. Sarvamar Bhattacharya could not tolerate this. Then he changed the verse and told Bhakti Padesha Dayabhar. Mahaprabhu, no, it is correct in Bhagavad. Bhagavad is beyond any error, no error is needed there. In so many places, Mukti is glorified by in so many Acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So Mukti Devi is not a wish. So Jiva Goswami gave so many examples and Vallabhacharya became speechless. When he came back, and Jiva Goswami came
again
back.
Again he came back.
Again came back to Rupa Goswami and told you, who is this boy who was telling you? Then Rupa Goswami understood that Jiva Goswami made some notorious thing with him. Must be any debate according to Shastra. Rupa Goswami humbly replied, my nephew and disciple. After some time, that old learned person went away from there. The Rupa Goswami called, Jeev, you could not tolerate this old Brahman, could not give you proper respect. Rupa Goswami not asked anything to him. Rupa Goswami understood and told, you go to his side. Go in this direction. This two meaning of this direction. This direction means go to your previous village. This is like Purvastam, and Jivastam is took this, it means its direction abroad. So he went to Nandaghat Bhairav and he lives in the hole of crocodile. All of us weeping, how are you? How are Sanatan? Please be merciful on me. And stop eating, drinking, everything. Day by day, he gets skinny and so many itches come all over body. And Sanatan Goswami always move here and there in Braj, and he well known in whole Braj, Bora Baba. And all over Braj, they respect Sanatan Goswami so much. When Sanatan Goswami did his journey, arrived at the village, they told, oh Bora Baba, we have a Chhota Baba also here in our village. It's how renowned. We never seen our whole life. Everyone is renowned than you also. Always on the weeping, ha Rup, ha Sanatan, please be merciful on me. Sometimes taking the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes taking the name of Divine Kapu, weeping and weeping only. Then Sanatan Goswami understood, this is not other than this. Then Sanatan asked, can you show me? They took Sanatan Goswami to Jiva Goswami. Sanatan Goswami brought him with him, and one day discussion was going on, Rupa Goswami was giving discussion. Then Sanatan Goswami asked, what is the duty of a Vaishnava towards living entity means Jiva? Then Rupa Goswami told, be merciful towards living entity means Jiva. Here Jiva means two meanings. Sanatan Goswami wants to say, what is the duty of Vaishnava to this boy Jiv? And Rupa Goswami is telling for all Jiv. Then Sanatan Goswami told, Sanatan Goswami was elder brother and guru of the Rupa Goswami. Then Sanatan Goswami told, if the duty of a Vaishnava be merciful towards Jiv, why you not be merciful this Jiv? Then Sanatan Goswami brought Jiv and put him in the lap of Rupa Goswami. And both Guru and sister began to weep bitterly. Rupa Goswami also was weeping and Jiva Goswami also was weeping. So here Jiva Goswami told us that how Guru Nishtha was so strong in his heart, even he could not tolerate any kind of defame of his Gurudev. So we have to be strong enough and to take instruction from Jiva Goswami, how to respect Gurudev, how to serve Gurudev. If anyone is defame our Gurudev, we shall cut their all arguments by our Shastriya Praman. If could not do so, have to keep our foot ear plug and take bath in Ganga Jamuna Ocean with full cloth. And if you are so powerful, then like Hanuman, he who bore the whole Lanka. For this reason, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur told, Eto Parihare Jai Patininda Kare, Tabe Lakshmi Marata Chirei Rupare. Hearing the glory of Nityananda Prabhu, if any sinner, yet it is a Nityananda Prabhu, I shall speak on his head. So we have to be so bold like Hanuman or Vrindavan Das Thakur, who ever criticize our Gurudev, we shall cut their all arguments.
And but if, Gurudev should be very contented.
Gurudev must be very bona fide, not so called Gurudev. So now one incarnation in our mind, if Rupa Goswami is bona fide Gurudev, is second body of Mahaprabhu, and Jiva Goswami is eternal associate of Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapil. There is no fault among between them. So if Jiva Goswami is correct, then other than Rupa Goswami must be wrong. If Rupa Goswami is correct, then Jiva Goswami must be wrong. But wrong word is not in their dictionary, in their character. So how we can reconcile this? Srila Jiva Goswami, he acts like a disciple, and Rupa Goswami also acts like a Gurudev. What Rupa Goswami acts, he has acted. He acted like a bona fide Gurudev. He was embodiment of humility, and Jiva Goswami was also very mature disciple, too much nishtha towards Gurudev, which he did, he is also correct. So by this way we reconcile. Another thing we can listen to the Buddha's 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 Buddha
After that, something Shyamrani. Other important things of his life.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances and my dust to the lotus feet of my Paramaharaja Shrima Guru Pada Padma, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotarishita Sri Shrima Shiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances and the dust to the lotus feet of my Paramaharaja Shrima Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pad Astodhirasita Sri Srimad Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Sri Jiva Goswami was described very poetically and beautifully by Srila Gurudev in a Mathura lecture in 1992 on this same disappearance day anniversary. He said that Jiva Goswami established the integrity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, which he gave to all fortunate jivas, of Parikya Bhav, of the gopis, which was later on taught by Sri Rupa Goswami, by taking the river, the ever-flowing river of Ras, of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and blocking all sides, both sides of the river with the very strong and powerful rocks of strong philosophical conclusions. In this way, he protected that river from the contamination of the water of misconceptions. Very beautifully put by our Srila Gurudev.
You understand this thing, what he told? You?
Not everything.
You could not hear?
I didn't hear.
You realized what she told? To go on. Many of them, they could not understand.
So, Sri Sri Radha Krishna's pastimes are the highest conclusive truth and the ultimate goal of all jivas. All fortunate jivas. These pastimes of the Lord are misunderstood by our mundane vision, and especially unscrupulous personalities take advantage of our shortcomings and teach the misconceptions far and wide. Jiva Goswami established the purity of Radha Krishna's pastimes by strong philosophy establishing how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how Radharani and the gopis are his own internal powers and potencies, shaktis. They are owned by him, so although it appeared that he was dancing with other persons' wives, actually all other persons' wives belong to Krishna, not the opposite. In order to help less intelligent people to come into Vaishnavism, who would otherwise misunderstand the paramour pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, Sri Jiva Goswami appears to have established Swatiya Bhav, or Radha and Krishna as a married couple. Because if they would try to understand their paramour relationship, then they would do then, 500 years ago, what they're doing now. They would say that this is mundane, and they would also imitate them, where you find men dressed as women and having illicit relationships in the name of Parathya Bhav Sadhana, thinking that they'll get perfection, but actually they go to hell by lusty activities. Srila Gurudev explained in his Gurudev's biography that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was externally in a male form, but internally he was in the mood of a gopi. Whereas these personalities, they're externally dressed as a woman, as a gopi, but internally they have the male bhav, purusha bhav, of lusty feelings towards women, so by their activities they go to hell. Some people criticized Jiva Goswami and said that he was not following the principles of Sri Rupa Goswami, which is Parathiya Bhav, which is established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, who is accepted by Acharyas as the incarnation of Rupa Goswami, came and protected the integrity and established the integrity of Sri Jiva Goswami's teaching. As Sri Padmanabha Maharaj mentioned, it's the duty of the disciple to defend the bona fide spiritual master against all offenses and all attacks of misconceptions. Gurudev said, if somebody says, because one disciple or several disciples were thinking, that if we say something or write something to defend Gurudev against other people who are blasting him, misunderstanding him, saying bad things about him, that he's not actually in Guru Parampara, actually we should love all Vaishnavas no matter what they say about our Guru. We should all chant Hare Krishna and love each other and be humble more than a blade of grass. But Gurudev said, anyone who thinks like that, he said, if somebody says your Guru is engaged in sense gratification, what will you do? Smile and show your teeth? If you yourself cannot defend your Guru, then if you don't support someone who's defending your Guru, then you're not my disciple. Rather, he said, anyone who doesn't fulfill the manobhishya of his spiritual master and doesn't defend his Gurudev and proper Siddhanta, he's actually not a disciple, but he's a eunuch. Gurudev said that when someone said that the Rath Yatra established by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was not authorized to be done in Navadvip, Gurudev began writing a very strong article against that offense to his Guru Maharaj. And then it created a great agitation on the other side, and they began writing articles. And these articles went on back and forth for a whole year, creating tremendous agitation. And Gurudev again did that against the Sahajiyas who were misunderstanding the Lord's mood, that is Krishna's mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, and the mood of his associates, because Gurudev wrote the book, Five Essential Essays, and distributed them freely. And Gurudev said again, that created a great tumultuous agitation. But this is the duty of the disciple to protect the integrity of the Guru Parampara. So Jiva Goswami, in order to bring in those who would misunderstand the Lord's pastimes, he, and only he could have brilliantly done that, established Swati above in Radha Krishna mood, which is that they are a married couple, so that people could gradually have faith that yes, they're bona fide, and gradually come into Vaishnavism. But Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explained that actually Jiva Goswami is a perfect follower of Srila Rupa Goswami because he's not really saying Swati above. What does Swa mean? Swa means own. It means married, but it also means own, of his own. Radha and the gopis are Krishna's own internal potency. They're non-different from him. And Parathya, Para, they are Parashakti. Srimati Radhika is the embodiment of Parashakti, Krishna's supreme transcendental power, which, as Sri Jiva Goswami himself explained in Tattva Sandarbha, that by his own desire, Krishna's Parashakti, his supreme transcendental energy, manifests the absolute truth, that supreme Sri Krishna, in four features. He manifests his own Swarup, Swayam Bhagavan, his own original form is Krishna. His touch by Baba Roop, that is all of his expansions beginning from Sri Baladevji, all of his abodes, all of his associates, his jiva, jivanamsa potency, us, the living entity, and also pradhan, his material energy. So Srimati Radhika is Krishna's parashakti, and so she is, her relationship is in parasya. She's not any other. Para also means other, but she's not any other. She's Krishna's supreme potency, Krishna's own potency. And therefore, Vipuna Chakrabarti Thakur explains that really Srila Jiva Goswami is saying that Swati above and Parati above both exist harmoniously and beautifully in the Supreme Lord of Gokula in Goloka Vrindavan. There are many accusations on Sri Jiva Goswami against him, and our Srila Prabhupada, who is also his defender, explains some of these in his Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. That is another incident where Jiva Goswami defended Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami was when some wandering Digvi Jai went to Rupa and Sanatana and said, I'm challenging you to a debate in philosophy, and if you're defeated by me, then you should sign a statement that I'll be able to show to everyone that I've defeated you. So rather than waste their time, because no one wants to waste their time in arguing with someone who won't accept good arguments and agree to be defeated if his opponent has better arguments, so rather than waste their time, they immediately sign the paper. Yes, we are defeated by you. When Srila Jiva Goswami found out about this, he told that person, first you defeat the disciple, and then we'll see if you've actually defeated the master. So, Jiva Goswami is accused of not being humble. But as Srila Gurudev just explained, it's the duty of the guru to be very humble, but it's the duty of the disciple to not tolerate any offense to his bona fide Gurudev. So actually, Jiva Goswami was being the perfect disciple by defending his Gurudev. And he wrote, he's known as the greatest scholar of his time, as Gurudev just mentioned. Despite, it's normal for bona fide acharyas to be accused of so many things. Like Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, there was an attempted murder against him, murder of him, because when they threatened, when the, Smarta Brahmins, challenged him that if you don't stop preaching Radhanuga Bhakti, then we're going to have to do something. So he didn't stop, and so they tried to murder him. They found him, they looked for him and searched everywhere where he was doing his bhajan in Vrindavan, very early in the Brahma Muhurta time of the morning. And they thought that they saw him entering into some kund. So they went in there and they didn't see him anymore, but they saw a very young, beautiful Kishori girl, teenager, 12 and a half years old. And they asked, she was just picking flowers, and they asked, have you seen a sadhu around? And she said, yes, I saw him for some time, but then I think he went in that direction. So they went in that direction, but then they looked back towards the beautiful Kishori, and they saw that she was actually Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. So they immediately surrendered to him and became his disciples and preached on his behalf. So the next acharyas are always defending the previous acharyas. So Srila Jiva Goswami also was accused And he was accused that Sri Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, showed his unpublished manuscript to Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami became very furious that, oh, now he will be known as a greater scholar than myself. So he took his Chaitanya Charitamrita manuscript and threw it in a well. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami became so shocked that he immediately died, but some man named Mukunda had an extra copy and that's how it got published. So it's normal that the acharyas, the great acharyas, will be accused of so many things. Why? Because bhakti is not easy. It's very, very difficult and rare to come to bhakti. So the pure devotees, the acharyas, are...
This is false allegation.
Yes, our Prabhupada is saying this is a false allegation.
False allegation. So no need of telling.
So my only point was that our Srila Prabhupada was saying how this is a false allegation.
Very short, very...
Okay.
Essence.
Okay.
Go for it. Anything? Jiva Goswami, we are very hankering of making so many disciples. Oh, disciples, disciples, disciples. Even by spending so much money, making so many dalals,
agents,
that if you bring five disciples, I will pay so much. Nowadays going on. But Jiva Goswami, or any of the Goswami, six Goswami, Krishnadas Goswami. How many disciples? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Rup Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta. Similarly, Jiva Goswami has no disciples at all. But whole world is his disciple. Shamananda. Prabhu came, but he was initiated by any guru. But Narottam Thakur and Srinivas were not initiated by anyone. They came in the shelter of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, he
taught them
all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything, all the tattva. They wanted to be initiated by Jiva Goswami, but Jiva Goswami refused and told that, oh, there are so many elevated Vaishnav more than me. Oh, please, you should go to
Loknath Goswami.
Lokdash. And you should go to
Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They were not intended to go to them. They wanted that you are my guru. And they had accepted him like you. But yet, they followed the instructions of Srila Jiva Goswami. Then Narottam Thakur went to
Loknath
Prabhu. And
Srinivas Acharya Prabhu
went to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. You see that, Loknath Goswami, he refused to give initiation. But for so many years, perhaps, he waited and he even cleared the stool of Loknath Goswami in night. Then Loknath Goswami was bound to give him initiation. Similarly, Gopal Bhatt never met any disciple. But, by the request of Srila Jiva Goswami, he accepted only one disciple, like
they
went to Bengal and collected thousands and thousands of
followers.
Why? in the same way, like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and his Gurudev. His Gurudev was Srila Gaur Prasad. He never accepted any disciple, only by the special request of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he saw his also horse, that if I am not initiating, he will die. So he was bound to give initiation, bound. Guru was bound. And he gave initiation. But, accept him, no initiation to anyone. And is that disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, what he did? Miracle. Oh, whole Bengal, whole India, and after that, whole world he made disciples. But who is more merciful, guru or disciple? We cannot consider. We cannot.
Both of them are not.
But we see that disciples are more merciful than guru. Why? We see, for us I am telling, not for others. You know that Sri Loknath Goswami told to
Narottam
Thakur, oh, you are not qualified, you should go at once to your village. I don't like a disciple like you have no faith in Krishna name. Krishna name is himself.
Krishna.
He has manifested his all power, all beauty, all appearances in his name. Name is more powerful than Krishna himself. So you have not faith in this. If you are doing bhajan, and if a person is coming thirsty and he wants water, he wanted water from Guru Loknath, and he was chanting. Oh, he was observed. But when he went to Narottam Thakur, oh boy, baby sadhu, oh, he took some water and gave. And then Loknath said, oh, you should return back to your home.
And make drink water.
Always doing these things.
Drink water.
Then he was so a strong personality that he went, but he followed his guru instruction. And he did thousand and thousand of disciples. So who is merciful in our
profession?
I think that Narottam Thakur is more merciful. Though Loknath Goswami is also Manjari, Narottam Thakur is also Manjari, but it seems, he is more merciful, that he has mercy for all. But in some way we can see that Loknath Goswami is very merciful. So there are so many things. If the Goswami has not made Shasti, Sandarbha. If he had not written Gopal Champa, if he had not explained
commentaries
of
Ujjwal
Nin Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and so many books, we could not have known Rupa Goswami's mercy. So today we are offering our obeisance as the lotus of Jiva Goswami, that we should serve our Gurudev like him. He served Rupa Goswami. And he manifested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna both, but very rare to be like him. But he should sprinkle his mercy, that we can glorify him. Srila Jiva Goswami. I wanted to discuss something about bhajan, rahasyam, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is called Pat Manjari, Kamala Manjari. Kamala Manjari. How he used to do bhajan? At the time of he was magistrate officer. In that time in court, after court he has to write his judgment. So many books he wrote in night, taking something very light and sleeping at about 9 and 10. Wake up in the early or at 12 or 1 and doing so many things. Bhajan as a gopi, Arkiya gopi, always remembering Ashtakaliya Leela, totally absorbed in that. And in the morning again, writing judgments and that. And at that time he has written so many, more than 100 books, 100 books, in so many languages, even in English he has written. So, Jaiva Dharma Granth is highest in tattva.